prayer for all humanity. Focus on intelligence. The three quotes at the beginning of the textbook are, number one, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." From Jesus, quoted by John in the Gospel of John. Number two, by Shakespeare. "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Three, by Mary Baker Eddy. "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. That is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." The definition of God given on page 465 is as follows. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. On page 587, it is God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. Definition of good on the same page. God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. Omniscience includes omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, omni-knowing. The scientific statement of being on page 468 of the Christian Science textbook is the following. There is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. All of the definitions just recited apply to all humanity, all existence, no matter where any individual is or what they are doing. These are in operation. There is not a single moment in which they are not operating. Anything to do with mental is under the term for God that is mind. Anything that has to do with substance is under spirit. Anything that has to do with identification, which includes seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling, is under soul. And since spirit is the only substance, all senses are spiritual senses. Forget about anything that is not spiritual, because it's not reality. The only thing that can affect humanity, and that's everyone, is what is spiritual. It has to be of the substance of spirit, or it's not real. Therefore, it has no power, has no presence. There's no intelligence or wisdom or knowing about it, other than that it is non-existent. God knows nothing about anything unlike itself. And God is omni-intelligent. That's one of the features of omniscience. Since everyone is an individual idea of God, then everyone reflects the qualities of God. God includes God's manifestation. All humanity and all existence is included as God's manifestation. It's all one. It's not two. You cannot separate the source from the manifestation of the source. Otherwise, the source would not exist. We know God exists because it states very clearly that God is omnipresent. God is no respecter of persons, because God is qualities, and his reflection are qualities. The uniqueness of each one is an individual, not a human personality. The facts about all humanity is that it is all individualities combined. We are all brethren. We all have one Father, one Mother, God. That's the one that is described in the Lord's Prayer by Christ Jesus. Our Father, Mother God. That's the spiritual translation from Ray Baker Eddy. Our Father which art in heaven is our Father, Mother God. The full text of the Lord's Prayer with Mary Baker Eddy's spiritual interpretation follows. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious. Hallowed be thy name, adorable one. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And love is reflected in love. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. For God is infinite. All power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. This covers all humanity, which means all individualities, which is the spiritual, generic individuality of God, expressed uniquely with each and every one. No two are alike. And it takes all to be the manifestation of God. There's not one individuality that is missing from the family of God. The source cannot be without the manifestation. It's all one. And the family knows it. The family of individualities, unique individualities, knows it. Jesus tells us in Matthew that we should seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He also tells us, and this is Matthew 6, 24 to 34. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. God's manifestation does not serve God and mammon. Cannot even be tempted to do it. For the intelligence of every individual is a reflection of the intelligence of God. And there's no flaws because the substance of intelligence is spirit, and spirit is flawless. Continuing, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? How can there be any individual that is homeless or hungry Divine love meets every human need. Before they even know they have a need. Because the supply of good is infinite. And every individual knows it. There's no shortage, there's no absence. It's inherent in each one of us. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. It's sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Not a single individuality of God can be without anything that is needed. That includes harmony. There cannot even be a temptation to consider a conflict between any two or more individuals. There cannot be war between countries, for country is only a representation of a group of individuals. And every individual is free, has everything that is needed. No one is in shortage. God's ideas, which is each of these individuals, cannot even have a desire for anything because all need is already met. God is the mother and father of his entire existence. Every individuality is under the umbrella of the love of God. God is divine principle. The structure and system of every individual within God's existence, which is everyone. Which means everything is in balance, everything is harmonious. God is life. Life is living the qualities of God. Every individual knows the right step to take every moment and takes it. Everyone knows exactly what to do every moment because God is the guide of his manifestation. And everyone is conscious of that. That is the quality of truth. And everyone has a wholesome motive. another quality of truth. Everyone is on the correct path because the connection is directly with the source, which is God, which is the father and mother of everyone. God is love. Love is the seventh term for God. And love nurtures all of the qualities of God on an individual basis, in a unique way. So love nurtures the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and truth. And it also nurtures its own qualities of love, tenderness and kindness, consideration, love for one's fellow man. Nothing lacks in love because love is fulfillment in itself. We love because God loves, because we're God's reflection. Every single individual loves because they are the reflection of God. They're the reflection of the love of God. God is love, and all individuality together reflects the love of God individually, uniquely, and completely. All humanity is grateful for God because the intelligent wisdom and knowing of God is reflected by all individualities. And they're conscious. We are all conscious of the qualities of God and are grateful for those qualities. And we're grateful for the inspiration received from all of God's messengers. The truth in this treatment for all humanity cannot be diluted, deflected, interfered with, stopped, or reversed. It is true and it's permanent. It reflects out into the atmosphere of thought for the benefit of all individualities. Thank you, dear Father, Mother, God, for being mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. For being our capacity, capability, functionality, creative ability, our action, our power, being omnipresent, God is all source for every one of God's individualities, which is God's highest form of manifestation, giving his individualities dominion over all existence individually. collectively and universally by reflection. That reflection includes the complete intelligence that is needed to do the right thing every moment. And part of that intelligence is to recognize that each one of us are individual reflections, and God is the source of our intelligence. And that there is no matter, but spirit is the only substance. And therefore, our intelligence is spiritual intelligence. Therefore, it is flawless. It is transparent. And it is reflective. Reflecting the intelligence of God back out into the universe of spiritual thoughts. All individualities are connected in one grand network so that the intelligence reflected by any individual is in the universe of intelligence and can be reflected by tuning in to the fact that God is the source of all. It's just like the number 7. Anyone can tune in to the principle of mathematics and use that 7 simultaneously with everyone else. Everyone can use it at the same time because it is an expression of the infinite nature of the intelligence that made that available to all individuality. And we all have the intelligence to reflect the intelligence that is in the universe of intelligence, which is the universe of God. And we all know this to be true. And we're all wise so that we know the right thing about everything we do and think and say. There is never anything but God in all existence. And we all know that to be true. Nothing can interfere with the truth in this treatment. For it permeates all existence. And there can be no interference of the truth, no stoppage, no reversing. And we all know it. Amen.